KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's 12 degrees with a wind chill of zero. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, January 3rd. News brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust. We're going to be above freezing today, but the temperatures are still going to be pretty cold. We'll have a high about 40, but gusty winds will still send wind chills into the single digits and teens today. A detailed audit of Chickasha school finances may be forthcoming following the allegations of embezzlement against some suspended school employees. The story part of today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Another special meeting of the Chickasha School Board will be held tonight, still dealing with the suspension of several employees last month. During the open session of tonight's meeting, the panel is to consider a contract with a legal firm to serve as the board's legal advisor in administrative hearings. The group will then go behind closed doors to have confidential discussions with the firm concerning a pending investigation claim or action, but no details of those topics listed on the agenda. Now, after the closed door meeting, the school board may hire a firm to perform a detailed audit of school records, a move recommended by a special agent of the U.S. Department of Education and Office of Inspector General. In another development with a school board, another school board member may be stepping down. The agenda for tonight's meeting also calls for consideration of pending resignations of board members and to take action to vacate any seats. Just last month, Amos Franco stepped down from the school board for personal reasons. The board did appoint Jenny Howell to temporarily fill that spot. Howell is expected to be sworn into that post during tonight's meeting. Details of an alleged child abuse case we first told you about last week. 26-year-old Corey Wade Henderson of Chickasha has been charged with a felony count of child abuse by injury. Henderson accused of shaking and slapping his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter. A Grady County court document filed by the district attorney's office indicates the child taken to Grady Memorial Hospital, where DHS was called and suspected abuse. The child was then taken to an Oklahoma City hospital where a physician's assistant said the child suffered 2 subdural hematomas, which is bleeding on the brain, and the PA also alleged that the toddler suffered abuse over a period of time. Chickasha police say the child spent a couple of days in the hospital in serious condition, but the child has been released to relatives, though the child and a sibling, they say, are still in protective DHS custody. Henderson remains in jail pending a $250,000 bond. He's to be back in court to announce his attorney January 19th with a preliminary hearing conference scheduled for February 7th. More Cool News coming right up.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
There could be another large retail economic development project for Chickasha in the near future. The City Council approving a plan to develop a sales tax incentive proposal for a yet-to-be-announced project. The council spent about an hour behind closed doors last night discussing the matter. Officials say they might be able to release more information when the City Council meets again in a couple of weeks. For families looking for new ways to provide healthy meals with quick and simple recipes, here's a couple of options. There are some YouTube programs that could be helpful in organizing your efforts. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension talks about one which features Oklahoma crops.
The Oklahoma Gardening YouTube subscription provides full shows of past Oklahoma gardening, segments on specific topics, and the Recipe Corner video, which is hosted by Dr. Barbara Brown, Oklahoma Extension's Food State Specialist.
Now, if you don't have time for the YouTube video, you can also get the recipes on the Oklahoma Gardening website. She recommends another website, too, called dinnertonight.org, which is from the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $60.37 a barrel yesterday. London-based Brent crude down to $66.57. Natural gas topped $3 yesterday to $3.06 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,316, and silver, $17.16. A number of obituaries to tell you about today, including 75-year-old Marilyn Delk of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Bible Baptist Church. Arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home. Graveside service for 85-year-old Virginia Pogue of Chickasha, 1:30 tomorrow at the Ninnakaw Cemetery. Arrangements also with Ferguson Funeral Home. Memorial service for 98-year-old Pauline Miser of Chickasha will be at 10 o'clock Friday morning at Sevier Funeral Home Chapel. Memorial contributions may be made to the Resurrection House. And memorial service for 70-year-old Johnny Moore of Tuttle, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at the Heritage Family Baptist Church in Tuttle. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. He was a veteran of the National Guard. Our weather forecast, another cold day today, will be above freezing later this afternoon, but we'll have gusty winds. We'll still make it feel like it's in the single digits and teens for the wind chill. And right now, fair skies and 12. We've got northerly winds, a westerly winds about 9, and a wind chill of 0. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
When it comes to buying flooring, you want a store that offers great service.
Carpet Market.
Quality products.
Carpet Market.
Big selection and low, low prices.
Definitely Carpet Market.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Carpet Market in downtown Chickasha. Right now, get the look of wood flooring with vinyl plank. Normally $1.99, now 99 cents a square foot. Plus, you'll find in-stock carpet starting at just 59 cents a square foot. It's the Carpet Market, along with Allen's Discount Appliances, 5th and Chickasha Avenue, downtown.
In sports, let's check out the first round scores at the 35th annual Black Diamond Classic in Rush Springs yesterday. First for the boys, Velma Alma tops Rush Springs 74-35, and Sterling over Wayne 51-33, Walters over Walrika 60-41, and Roth over Central High 70-37. For the girls, Rush Springs over Sterling 53-23, Central High over Walrika 59-33, Velma Alma over Roth 62-38, and Walters over Wayne 41-20. Also last night, Ninnakaw boys over Wanette 60-49. Didn't get a girl score there. Bethany and Blanchard split their games. Blanchard girls win 52-38. Bethany boys win 63-42. Anadarko split their games with Cash. Anadarko girls win 70-27, but the Cash boys won a 7-point game 45-38. Gracemont dropping 2 to Geronimo. Geronimo boys won in overtime 70-62. Geronimo girls won 45-22. And Fort Cobb-Broxton split with Crossings Christian. Fort Cobb-Broxton boys win 57-50, but the Crossing Christian girls won 55-39. USAO men's basketball team tumbled out of the top 10 of the latest NAIA national rankings, but they still hold down the number 20 spot in the rankings that just came out yesterday. Conference losses to number 14-ranked Oklahoma City University and unranked Texas Wesleyan, dropping USAO from the number 7 spot that they had last month. USAO entertained Southwestern Christian of Bethany in a Sooner Athletic Conference matchup on Saturday. USAO 10-2 overall, 2-2 in the league. Southwestern Christian 8-4 overall, 3-1 in the league. It's an early Big 12 Bedlam matchup in Norman tonight as the 7th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners hosting unranked Oklahoma State. It's just the second Big 12 game of the season for both teams. OU coming off their win over then number 9-ranked TCU. The Cowboys coming off a loss to the top 10-ranked West Virginia. And the Oklahoma City Thunder will be playing back-to-back games at the Staples Center out in L.A. the next couple of days. They start tonight with the Lakers. It's a late tip-off time tonight at 9:30. Our cool news, weather, and sports today, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.